This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
It is the spring fundraiser at KUAF as well.
It is. This is a time when we come to you, our listeners, and ask for your support for programs like Weekend Edition, which we just heard, and this program right now, Weekend Ozarks at Large. We also have This American Life and On the Media coming up this morning.
The TED Radio Hour and the Encore Edition of Prairie Home Companion. Right. I like the Sunday lineup.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's easy.
You can Yes, it is. You know what else is easy is making a financial contribution to KUAF. It takes maybe 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. You can call 800-522-5823. You can pledge online at supportkuaf.com. And when you contribute, if you are in a position to do so, that you're telling us that you appreciate the variety and the spectrum of programming on KUAF, especially on a day like Sunday when we've got these weekly shows that I think a lot of people have come to have a pretty good relationship with.
Right.
I was just going to say another segue here. Speaking of relationships,
right.
We've talked about the relationship between public radio and the listener, the contributor. You, every month, talk to Dr. Donald Steinkraus, an entomologist at the university, and you had a recent conversation about kind of the relationship insects have with each other.
Right. I thought that it would be a good idea to do a special fundraising edition of our monthly bug series. And we spoke about how a certain type of moth attracts each other. And they use pheromones. And here's this conversation.
Primary example of that is the giant Saturnian moths. We talked about those once before. You found a
when we went out and did wintering, overwintering.
Yeah, you found one, a Cecropia cocoon.
Right.
But this is a female Cecropia, and this is a male Cecropia.
Also, the robin.
It's called a robin moth.
Robin moth.
The Luna moth is in that group, and the Polyphemus moth. So these are called the giant silkworm moths of North America and the world. And if you look at the male, his antennae are much bigger. So you can immediately distinguish the males of these from the females by their very much wider antennae. And these antennae are used to sift out of the air the female's sex pheromone. So the female has much smaller antennae because she doesn't have to find the male. The male has to find her. And the way it works is when a female climbs out of her cocoon, she doesn't move or leave that area because she immediately puts out her glands on the end of her abdomen, which puts out this sex pheromone, which wafts through the air. Because moths are nocturnal, they can't use visual cues to find each other. So the male, in complete darkness, can detect a female from several miles away, and he zigzags back and forth in the plume of her pheromone, following the concentration, and will find her in total darkness, and then when he gets close to her, he'll mate with her.
So immediately when she comes out of her cocoon, she's mature, she's ready.
That's right. Oh, that's right. With this type of moth, the eggs are already mature inside of her abdomen and ready to be, well, they can be fertilized. But if she left her cocoon area and flew all around, the male wouldn't be able to find her. So in this group of moths, this extremely powerful sex pheromone is put out, and males from all over, miles away, will go through darkness to find her. Now, that'd be amazing if, like, a human could do that. It'd be as if, like, you know, a man could find his wife 10 miles away in complete darkness just by her scent and find that specific person or something. It's like, so this male will come to this female and not to the Luna moth female. And, because there's a different blend of pheromones that she puts out. So it's, and it does it by smelling the pheromone on his antennae. They have little tiny sensilli on their antennae, which are like a lock and key. The pheromone binds to a receptor site, it causes the neuron to fire, it goes to his brain, and he can detect extremely minute amounts of this pheromone.
Well, his antennae kind of look like, just for kind of trying to visualize for our listeners, it sort of looks like maybe a leaf of a fern.
True.
Maybe.
Or a little feather.
Yeah.
They're very beautiful. In fact, each of these antennae have about 60,000 of these little sensilli on them. So if you look at them with an electron microscope, you can see all these little sensory cells, these olfactory, they detect olfactory things. That's the pheromone, is olfactory, it's smell. But, you know, it'd be an amazing thing if a human could do the same thing. I mean, and there have been people that search for that with humans, you know, that can we... I mean, some of the perfumes men supposedly wear musks and things, right?
Manly smells.
Manly smells. And then women wear pheromones, perfumes, which mm-hmm. be in a sense like an attractive thing. A man might notice her from a distance,
yeah.
correct?
I think so, yeah.
So anyway, pheromones are extremely important. Actually, entomologists have spent a lot of time synthesizing these with chemists. You can actually study these pheromones and synthesize them chemically, and then they're actually used sometimes in mating disruption. Like if you were to take the pheromone from a silkworm moth and spread it all over the place in little pieces of plastic, the male would get distracted. He wouldn't be able to find mm-hmm. the female because he'd be smelling her everywhere. And so they're actually used in pest control tactics. See what I mean by they'll take an orchard or a vineyard and they'll spread the sex pheromone all over the place, and the males come in and they can't find the female. So they can't mate, and then the female.
And then there are no.
She can't lay fertile eggs.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of unique things about mm-hmm. the insect world. So anyway, that's the silkworm strategy. It's this very, very elaborate. It's really beautiful.
Well, and I like that I was already familiar with this moth, too.
Because
so.
You'd found a cocoon.
Right.
You were very sharp-eyed.
That was a conversation I had with entomologist Dr. Donald Steinkraus about how moths attract each other. I like that conversation, Kyle, because, you know, he talks about how this moth puts out a pheromone, a scent.
Right.
And it's kind of like radio because we put out a signal.
Very much so, yes.
And then also this moth, if the moth moves, if the female moth moves, the male can't find it. And so much like that, we're always at 91.3 FM.
Or KUAF.com.
Right. So if you value that you can always find us and you value our signal, please call 575-5823 or support KUAF.com.